Welcome to the AMC Stock Story Podcast. I'm your host, Russell Corey, and this is not financial advice, and I am not a financial advisor. This is solely for entertainment purposes as I talk about my experiences of investing in AMC stock and becoming an AMC ape.
Episode 62, SHIB versus Doge versus AMC. So I made a move last night. I didn't touch my AMC. But I was looking at the crypto that I had just gotten into with SHIB and Doge. Now, originally, I was reluctant to get into crypto. But when AMC announced they were going to take Doge, and I thought, oh, you know, maybe this is an opportunity to show some appreciation for that move. I'll buy some Doge. Doge Army's going to help AMC. It's going to be great. All right. The reality was, and AMC would help out Doge as well. But the reality was, AMC hasn't really changed that much since that Doge announcement was made. And even Doge hasn't changed all that much since that announcement was made. So I got into it, and it went up a few bucks while I held it. And then it went down. So I was down like maybe 50 cents or so. It wasn't down tremendously. But when I bought the SHIB crypto, I noticed that, you know, there was a lot of volatility with that. So sometimes I'd be way down, sometimes I'd be up. But I could look at the Doge that I had as being stable. Like, hey, there's a solid investment. It's holding its value. And you know, going forward, that's good. You know, I can always count on it being up, you know, $3 to $4 to $5. But once it lost that, once it went down in value, and I know that these things do fluctuate, right? But what was the upside to Doge being? How much was it really going to go up in the next, you know, week or two? And then I looked at the SHIB that I had. And I thought, well, this stuff is still keeping pace. It's still like right now, you know, it's still in the 30 area. And I thought, you know, once this thing gets listed on Robinhood or more people start to believe in this, it's going to go up. And the opportunity when you buy it, you're not going to be able to buy as much as you were able to before. It's still a very good buying opportunity. You know, it's still very cheap. So depending on where you buy it at, I know when I use eToro, and they sell it in the millions, right? So if you get it on Webull, I think you can buy it at a much reduced volume than that. So you can buy, I think it's like $1 their limit, but I'm not sure. At any rate, you know, once it gets on Robinhood, I'm sure it will go up at that point. And even when it does go up, it's still a pretty good deal. But the reality is right now, you can at 30, you're going to be able to buy a lot more than at 60. Once it gets to 60, now you're only getting half as much for the same amount of money, right? And I thought, you know, this Doge is just sitting there. It's only $50 that I don't know in the end how much, you know, that's going to make a difference with Doge. That investment might go up a little bit. Who knows? Maybe it goes up. Doge goes to $1 or $5, and then I'll be kicking myself for selling it. But I think if Shiba Uno goes to a penny or $1 or even $5, the number of shares I have will be so much more because of its, you know, being newer than Doge and the volume being, you know, much more. There's just more of it out there that you can buy. And I thought in the end, if I sold the $50 worth of Doge, well, it was still worth basically $50, and reinvested that money into Shiba Uno, then I was going to get a lot more coin than if I waited a couple days. So I decided to pull the trigger on that. And, you know, so far, so good. It's sometimes it's profitable and sometimes it's down, you know, at the most maybe $2, $1.50, $1, and then down to like 10 cents. And I watch that trade, you know, profit loss go up and down a little bit. As long as it stays, you know, in the, you know, at 300 or so, then, I mean, at 30, then it's I'm in pretty good shape. And in general, as long as the you know, the coin stays around 28, then I'm in good shape. I should be profitable at that point. If it goes lower than that, then it's, you know, it's kind of trouble. And that really is. Again, I'm talking about this scenario. Coach draws up the play, and if the player hits the shot, he's the greatest coach in the world. And if the player misses a shot, he's an idiot, right? And that's the way this play was. You know, my bet was that Shiba Uno is going to be a better performer in the near term than Doge will. And that the Shiba Uno, that $50 worth of Shiba Uno right now is going to be a better investment than $50 of Doge. Now, whether I'm right or wrong, we'll find out. But that's what that's where I'm at. So sorry if I started it out with the Shiba news. But, you know, it's funny. I see, you know, some of the YouTubers doing stuff on Shiba now, like Claybro talks about Shiba and the, you know, Moneymaker, you know, from Israel. He talks about Shiba as well. So it is, and the reason is because there's volatility there. There's some movement. And it's cheap to get into, which is a lot like how AMC was in the beginning. And sometimes that's how I feel when I'm doing this. It reminds me of the beginning, you know, when you're making these moves and, you know, you're not sure if it's going to pay off or not. And when you look at, like, well, if it does go to a penny, here's what it's going to mean to us. So it's nice, you know, having a little action, because the reality with AMC, there just isn't a lot going on. And I think if I just had AMC right now, I'd be so frustrated. And it is frustrating, but right now we're just waiting on the hedge funds. When are they going to cover? There was a tweet that Iceberg Research said they had covered their shorts. Whether that's for real or not, who knows? Now that the banks are open, they'll be open on Tuesday. You know, we'll see if that makes a difference on anything. But, you know, it's funny. The stock opened, AMC opened, it went down, and then it was nice to watch it, you know, go up about $2 to 38, and then it went right back down by the end to 37. So just another day of just not a lot really happening with it. And I know it sucks. I know a lot of people are probably, I don't know if they're pulling out of AMC, but I don't know how much more they're investing in it, like myself. And then also they're being diverted by other things going on in the market and other plays, just because there's just not that much to do with AMC right now. I suppose if you want, and it's at that point that, you know, how many more shares are you going to add? That it's not like they dropped it to $29 a share and now you can load up on shares again, right? And it's not like it's at, you know, say $50, where, you know, maybe that does mean a few dollars in profit for you. So maybe you do think about taking some out. You know, I'm still down a little bit, so I don't want to take any of my stock out because I'm down, right? I don't want to take any stock out until it starts to hitting those MOAS numbers. But, you know, the other reality is that if it's down in value, then I don't want to cash that out right now, because then that means you're selling it for a loss. But there's just not a lot going on with it right now. And, you know, these people that have to do YouTube channels or stream, you know, what do you say? Especially when something comes along like Shiba Uno Coin, where, you know, maybe you are getting on the ground floor of, you know, whatever the, you know, maybe what the next crypto is going to be, that maybe this does become the new Doge. And that's one of the things that, again, this idea of it becoming the next one, the new one, that how many chances like that do you get, especially when it's so cheap? And that's why we had to move when we did. I would love to have had the AMC Pop already and have some extra money that I could invest in crypto and use that. But I didn't, you know, who knows when or if that's going to happen, right? So I had to go, you know, with my best plan and just go ahead and start buying some of this crypto. And then, like I said, I made the decision. The only reason I bought the Doge was just because of its relationship with AMC. And I wasn't even thinking about, you know, Shiba Inu at that time. I had heard about it a little earlier than I invested. And I saw that it was going up. But I also thought it was like, when I was looking at it, I was looking at through eToro. And again, eToro sold it in the millions. So when I looked at it, it looked like it was like $18 a coin or $14 a coin. And I thought, well, that's too much. I can't afford to pay that. And then I didn't, later on, I realized it was, you know, there were four zeros in front of that number. So, once I realized that, I bought in, like, this is maybe the opportunity that I'm really kind of looking for, is to get in on one of these cryptos in the early stages where, you know, a modest investment gets you a ton of coins. So if they do go up to, you know, a penny or, you know, a dollar, that's when you, you know, you're going to make a ton of money and become part of that meme that if you invested, with however many $100 in SHIB, you'd have X amount of money right now. So to everyone who's just, you know, patiently putting up with me talking about SHIB right now and waiting for the moment where I get frustrated and sell all that and then put it all into AMC, who knows? Maybe that moment will come. But, you know, for now, it's, you know, it's hanging in there and we'll see what it does over the next few days. But if your play is solely AMC, I'm right there with you. I have not sold one share of AMC to invest in Shiba Inu at this point. And hopefully that stays the same. Hopefully there's some movement on AMC that shows some real promise. Because I got to admit, just like when I was getting into AMC, I sold my mutual funds, and the reason was they were just kind of chugging along. And, you know, not doing much, although, you know, compare that to what AMC is doing now, where it's, you know, just been sitting in the mid-30s for, probably a couple weeks. But regardless, my belief in the play is that eventually, once the hedge funds settle their shorts, this thing will go up drastically and we'll have hopefully the MOAS and hopefully we'll get that life-changing money. But it's frustrating. And there isn't a whole lot we can do at this point except try to wait as best we can. And, you know, if you're like me, if you just need a distraction, you know, find your distraction. You know, mine cost, a few $100s. And it's a nice little distraction that I think, well, even if AMC does work out, here's a nice supplement to that as well. And in the meantime, it gives me something to watch so I don't go crazy just watching AMC. Again, one of the good things about crypto, it depends on how you look at it, is that it trades like 24/7. So it's always kind of going. So it's if you want the action, if that interests you and you like it, you know, it's always kind of going. That can be bad because you can be constantly distracted by it and maybe you're not focusing on things you should be. So there's always that. But you know, like I said, I have that personality where I'm still watching the ticker. I still care. Now on AMC right now, now that it's a little boring and not doing a whole lot, and AMC and SHIB has this volatility, I tend to watch the SHIB ticker a little more. But they're both there, and I keep an eye on AMC. And if it's moving, that's what I end up watching, because truly, that's where my investment is. That when AMC goes up, you know, a penny or two, that makes it's a big deal to our investment, and it dwarfs what we have invested in Shiba Inu. I hope that's something I don't regret, you know, depending on what happens with AMC. I don't think I will. I think once this goes, it'll be the sensation that we think it is. I know sometimes that's hard. Sometimes it's hard to believe that, you know, these 1% rich hedge funds are going to allow that to happen. That somehow, you know, they feel they're above it and they don't have to pay for their mistakes. And if they do pay for their mistakes, certainly us, you know, the 99% shouldn't benefit from it, right? That should be minimal at best. Anyway, it's frustrating, but I still believe in the play. That's where at least 99% of my, you know, my assets are there. And we'll see what happens. Hopefully there'll be a little more excitement for it the rest of this week. And it just kind of, it didn't go terrible because it could have gone to 33. So I'll take almost a tie. I'll take that over it going down. But it's still, I miss those days of volatility when there was a lot of action going on and excitement. And I think that's what she brings back for me at this point. But anyway, so as far as Doge goes, you know, again, it's one of those things that, you know, hey, just like, you know, I got into GameStop and I, you know, ultimately in the end, I decided to go back to, you know, AMC. And again, right at this point, that decision's still paying off. The five AMC shares are still worth more than one GameStop share. So right now, that decision paid off. I got into Naked for a little while and got out of that. Again, not much. I didn't have much involved in Naked. I did end up selling it and putting the money back into AMC. And also with Virgin Galactic, same thing. You know, I got it and got spooked when it went down and immediately sold it and put the proceeds into AMC. So who knows, maybe at one point I will do a podcast where, you know, I just give up on Sheeb as well and put all that into AMC. That could happen. But for now, it's not. And for now, hopefully we'll see. Hopefully Sheeb will take another little jump today. You know, it'll go from 30 to maybe 31, 32, 33. I'd love it if it could get to 35. But we'll see what it does. And hopefully people, you know, do decide that, hey, maybe there's something here. And if they were thinking about getting into crypto, maybe this is a crypto that they might want to get in on, hoping for that, getting in on the ground floor of a crypto and being able to buy, you know, vast amounts of it for a smaller investment than if you waited. It's funny, there's the meme of the line of people. And, you know, one's waiting for to buy it, that particular item, whether it's a stock or crypto, you know, at the higher amount, there's a big line for it. And then at the lower amount, the guy's just sitting there with no one showing up and meaning like, hey, you could buy this thing right now at this amount, but not a lot of people are buying it, as opposed to if it proves itself and now you're buying, you know, you're buying Sheeb at 1 cent, as opposed to when you could have bought, you know, you could have got millions for the same amount that you're paying for right now. But anyway, well, good luck to you. We'll see what happens on Tuesday with AMC and with Sheeb. And I will talk to you on the next episode of the AMC Stock Story Podcast.